Okay, so now it's Federico's turn. Unfortunately, Daniel from the Camaglio Project couldn't be with us today, but Federico will talk to us about Steer and Shake, and then maybe tell us why I'm getting all those robocalls from Enel Energia.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So thank you, Lorenzo, for the introduction. Yeah, my name is Federico Cavidu. I'm a voice lead developer at Libon. It's a voice application developed in France. And I am a contributor of the Camaglio project. And this presentation should have seen also Daniel, but he couldn't make it today. And Daniel Constantin Mierla is the co-founder of the Camaglio project. And today we are going. We are here to speak about sexy PIDX, which is a library, a CLI tool, and a REST API server implementing Steer Shaken. So first of all, what is Steer Shaken? Steer stands for Secure Telephony Identity Revisited. And SHAKEN stands for Secure Handling of Certain Information Using Tokens. So both they are a suite of protocols and procedures that have been designed to try to fight against robocalls and call ID spoofing, which is a huge problem in certain countries. And the name Shaken, it was inspired by James Bond and his predilection for martini drinks, Steer and not Shaken. So the name Shaken since Steer was already existing was created, as someone said, torturing English language to get this acronym. So basically, how does Steer Shaken work? Basically, when an originating provider receives an invite, so a call, first thing it has to decide which level of attestation, one of the three level of attestation that it can give to the caller. So there is a full attestation, which is the service provider has authenticated the calling party and can be sure that the entity using the phone number is authorized to do this. The more simple example is a landline subscription or an operator running a mobile network or a VoIP network where the devices are directly connected. Basically any way else to physically verify that the user is who claims to be. And we have a partial attestation, and so the service provider can authenticate the call origination, but it cannot confirm that the caller, the call source is authorized to use the phone number. It could be an example, a calling number behind an extension of an enterprise PBX. And then we have the third level, which is the gateway attestation level, when the service provider can authenticate the call origin, but it cannot verify the source. This could be the case, for example, of an international gateway or a provider receiving a call from an international gateway. So once decided the attestation level, the originating provider can create a SIP identity header. We will see later how it is formed, which contains information about the calling number, the called number, the attestation level, the call origination, and the certificate that it has been used for signing the identity. And the SIP invite is sent to the receiving the destination provider, which in turn, using the information of this SIP identity, can verify that the identity itself. So the global Shake and Steer framework includes several components. several entities and let's say a whole layer of governance, which is being a public infrastructure. We need a way to trust each one's certificate, so we have some policy administration PI, which is responsible to delegate to identify which are the certificate authority that are allowed to that are enabled to issue certificates for this infrastructure. And where it is used today, as today is used in deployed and enforced in US, in Canada, and since a few months in France, where it goes under the name of MAN, Mécanisme d'authentification de numéro. But it's basically using the steer shake, and it's just the governance layer is slightly different and more centralized. Okay, so let's quickly see, look at how this this CP identity header is built. This is the, you could say, see here, I was inserted, oh, sorry, in a message, and let's have a look. Basically, the CP identity header contain a JSON web token. It's the for and three parameters. The JSON web token has three sections. One header, it's highlighted in blue. In red, we have the payload, and then the signature is the green part. And then we have the identity header has finally three parameters. Let's see what are these attributes and parameters. So, sorry, I forgot to say that both header and payloads are base 64 URL and encoded JSON. So this is how they look at the other part, one encoded and decoded, and it has five attributes: the algorithm, the encryption algorithm, which must be ES256, the extension PPT, the extension used, in this case shaken, the type, the token type, the passport, and the X5U, which is the location of the certificate used to sign the token, or better, the public certificate that you can use to validate the signature. And the payload part, as it contains information about, as I said, the attestation level, the information about the destination, the timestamp, and the origin ID, which is a unique way for the sender to identify, for the provider to identify the actual sender. Yep, I already said that there are three levels of attestation. And finally, the signature part, which is obtained by base 64 URLing the encryption, the ES256 encryption of the concatenation of the JWT header and the JWT payload, both in their base 64 URL encoded. And finally, the parameters. The three parameters of the identities are the info, so again the location of the certificate must correspond to the X5U attribute of the JWT header. The algorithm used again must be ES256, and the extension used that must be shaken. So all of these said. So, how can you implement steer shaken in your infrastructure? Not only from SIP, not only the SIP part, but also the other component that you need for the certificate, the storage, the validation service, the signature service, etc. There are at least, at my knowledge, there are two open source projects just focused on steer shaken. One is the SignalWire libsteer shaken library, and the second one is SexyPDIX. That I'm going to. Yeah.
Did you make this slide?
Sorry.
Did you make this slide, or did I make it?
No, I did.
Oh.
Why?
I'll ask again. It's okay.
Okay. So SexyPIDX, it's a project created by Daniel, and it's the GitHub repository, and it has three components: the SexyPID Go libraries, which is more the main component, is the contain it's a library exporting the common function, CSecPID, which is a C library wrapper to build dynamic or static libraries and their H files, and that's what it's used, we'll see later, in Camaleo to build the sexip module. And then we have SexyPIDX, which is the CLI tool and the HTTPI server for checking or building SIP identities. So why a standalone project first? So first was the idea of playing, of starting developing extension for Camaleo in Go language. Also the idea was to have an HTTP API service that could be used by many SIP server nodes. Also it is a easier way to integrate with older releases that doesn't have support, native support for steer shaken. And finally, it has the command line tool could be useful when you're in a debug phase. There we have some example of with a command line you can generate a full identity header passing the parameter of the header. Example there, you can check here this one. You can check here an identity header stored in a file. This is more useful for command line for debugging. But you can also run the SexyPIDX as an HTTP server, and it exposed this way, or as an HTTPS server, and use it to validate the identity header of your traffic, or at the same time, or generate them. So as I said, you don't need to have the full steer shaken stack in your SIP server. You could use external services. And also it can be used publicly to serve the certificate, so that when you are sending an invite with an identity header, the certificate will be retrieved from this URL. Said there in Camaleo, the SexyID module is implemented using as a base the CSecPID wrapper, and it exposed basically all the functionality that you need to for implementing steer shaken in your server. There are various you can check, get, add, build, and sign identities, and all these functions accept pseudo variables in various forms. And finally, a simple example of how can be used in a Camaleo typical routing script. So loading it, carry a couple of parameters about one, the expire of the JWT, or the timeout, which is the timeout you want to configure to retrieve the certificates in case you don't have them cached locally. And that's it. If you have any question, otherwise I want to remind Camaleo World Conference exhibition that will take place this year in April 18-19 in Berlin. Yeah.
So the SexyPID is written in Go. Comet Helio module interactive? Does it do HTTP to the server behind the scenes?
No, no. There is a okay. I go back. Okay, so the it has three components. The library is it's in Go, but it has also a C wrapper. So Camellio is using the library for the moment. You have to compile it and use it statically because it's still not packaged in a in any distribution. But instead, yeah. Yeah, so.
I have a different question. I'll go back to my earlier one. So, have you done with friends, with Spearshaker in France, with MAN?
He's asking if I'm sorry if I'm.
I have a concrete application here. So, we found out that they have this different requirement on the ORIG telephone number and destination telephone number where you can go past the E164 leg. Maybe a question would be does the sexy index have
So, okay. So it's asking about there. Are, as I said, there are some differences because it's a French implementation. So, honestly, I'm starting to look. I'm starting to look at the actual implementation, the actual specification of the MAN, because there are some differences, and we have probably to adapt. Also. No, it was exclusively about a library that you can use outside of.
The secure SIP is done as a library, so design wise, it's nice.
Thank you.
Is there also a CLI or something that you can use?
Sorry?
Is there a CLI command line?
Yes, I don't think.
Sorry.
Yeah. So the same so the CLI is called sexcpidx, and you can use it. The same binary can be used as a command line to check or generate identity headers, or as an HTTP server, which has both the two APIs for generating and validating and the path for the X5U to download the certificate for.
Thank you. Not so much of a question, just good to see Camellio finally moving on certification, and we hope to see you guys on OpenCitrus because I was trying to call
Yes, sorry.
When you went back to one of your earlier slides, you were showing that there is part of the Sturshaken model is that you go and contact some regulatory authority. But all I'm seeing here is that you are just signing a JWT. So how is that verification service integrating into this picture? The dotted line on the bottom, this that you're showing here, how's this being taken into?
This is simply the call. Once signed.
That's a destination to be requested some regulatory authority or what?
The regulatory authority is for the certificate.
Okay, and so the authority gives you a certificate, and after that.
Authority decide which certificate authorities can generate you. Are allowed to generate Sturshaken a certificate, and actually there is a third level of governance, which is the political
governance. So basically, you go through that, you get your certificate, and once you have the certificate, then you can. can sign all the calls, and it's fully your responsibility to make sure you sign things with the correct attestation.
Yes, exactly.
Is this certificate any different from a normal X509 certificate?
No.
So you can have a self-time generated certificate and...
For testing, yes, but then not for running. Yeah, yeah, for testing. Yeah. Then another small difference, just because we were speaking, Lily was asking, with MAN, is that according to MAN, operators should report to a kind of centralized database all the attempts to have a kind of global security mechanism. Any other question?
Does the library have any, I heard the mention right before this question about X 509 certificates being standard, but I also noted that there is like a small extension to them, right? The DN off list extension.
Sorry, I couldn't know.
The shaken framework.
Mm-hmm. Still not. No, not for them, no.
We don't care about it.
No. it might be required according to the nation. For it's not required in France for the MAN, but it may if some other country decide to implement it, they could choose to. Sorry,
to? To allow for tech prefixes. A number that's prepended to the dial number to signify the route that it's going to go through. Is there any capabilities of signing a call?
No, because it... That's it. Okay, thank you.